Quebec Medical and Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more to talk about, the blockbuster testimony of Cassidy Hutchinson. On January 6th, Meadows and the Deputy Chief of Staff, Ornato, had a discussion about how the insurrectionists were armed. Because the insurrectionists that went up to the Capitol were not just the ones that had their weapons confiscated because they were close to Trump, but it included everybody on the lawn at the Washington Monument, and some of them had AR-15s. Cassidy Hutchinson asked Ornato, "Did you inform the president?" Ornato said, "Yes, I did." But Meadows, the chief of staff, didn't act on it. There was a tent right behind or right next to where the speeches were given on January 6th. You saw Trump, you saw Giuliani, Mo Brooks, Don Jr., all of that. I want to emphasize again that Trump got angry in that tent and demanded that the Secret Service take away the metal detectors. Let the whole crowd from the Washington Monument lawn come up and get around me. And they said, "Sir, they won't go through the metal detectors. And there's reports of AR-15s in that group. They're, the ones we did confiscate had guns, knives, brass knuckles, spears. They were poles that they had put crude spearheads on." And I want to emphasize again what Trump said. "They're not here to hurt me. Let them in. Get rid of the metal detectors." They didn't do it because the Secret Service has protocols on how they protect the president. If you let people with guns and AR-15s, knives close to the president, they'd get fired. They can't do that. But he kept demanding it. But the chilling thing about what he said is, "They're not here to hurt me." Not only does that mean he doesn't care about anybody else, but why do you think people bring guns, knives, brass knuckles, spears, and AR-15s to a rally and then march on the Capitol? If they're not there to hurt him, who are they there to hurt? Who's at the Capitol? There are only two kinds of people at the Capitol: cops and legislators. What he was saying is, "They're not here to hurt me. Let them go up. And if they hurt cops and legislators, so be it." In fact, they had a gallows, hang Mike Pence. Remember that? Hang Mike Pence. The testimony came out that Trump knew there was insufficient security at the Capitol. He knew, Ornato said that the, and Ornato comes out of this as a fairly good guy, continually pleading with Meadows and Trump to do something. He said the cops are going to get overrun, Capitol Police. There's not enough people up there. Cassidy Hutchinson went to Meadows at the car. He was in the car right after the speech. She opened the door to his car. He was in the presidential motorcade back to the White House. And she said, "The cops are getting overrun. It's already happening." He closed the door on her. He just pulled it closed. He just pulled it closed. It's the first time that it ever happened. He didn't want to hear it. He had no reaction to this information. The White House lawyers were very concerned about Trump's speech. This testimony came out. Cipollino and Hirschman. Words like "fight for Trump," "march on the Capitol," "fight, fight, fight." They urged deletion of all those terms. And they said there may be criminal consequences if there's violence up there. They told him that. There are two kinds of movements that a president can make. One is scheduled. There's a schedule of the president's actions and movements every day that's released to the press. And there's another kind of movement called OTR, off the record. There's obviously nothing on the record, the formal schedule, showing Trump going to the Capitol. But he ordered that there be an OTR, an off-the-record movement up there that would not be disclosed And even an off-the-record movement requires some preparation to make sure he's safe. He wanted to go to the Capitol. He was told, we'll be charged with crimes if you do that. Cipollino told him that. You'll be charged with obstructing justice, defrauding the electoral count, and inciting a riot. He was told that by the White House counsel, Cipollino. When the mob finally got in, Kevin McCarthy called Cassidy Hutchinson, was angry with her, and he said, you lied to me. Kevin McCarthy is a minority leader and told Cassidy Hutchinson, you lied to me. You said you weren't going to the Capitol. Don't come up here. Don't come up here. He said, I didn't lie to you. We're not going to the Capitol. Trump wants to go to the Capitol, but we're not going to the Capitol. Trump still thought they had an OTR and off-the-record trip to the Capitol. When he got in the car to go up there, Billy Engel was the head of his security detail. He was secret. He was Secret Service. Said, "Sir, we're not going to the Capitol. We're going home. It's not secure." Trump blew up at him. "I'm the effing president," he said. "Take me to the Capitol." Trump pushed back Billy Engel and grabbed the steering wheel. Billy Engel took his hand off the steering wheel and said, "Sir, don't touch the steering wheel." And Trump went for his throat, grabbed his clavicle, she said. The clavicle is just beneath the throat. Now, I want to say something about that testimony. She didn't see it. She was describing what was described to her by people in the car. Billy Engel has already testified under oath to the committee. And he did not deny that. After this testimony came out yesterday, some unnamed person in the Secret Service said, no, he didn't try to grab him by the throat. We're happy to testify under oath. The Secret Service does not want to humiliate a protectee. But Billy Engel already testified. If he wants to come back and say what? Now I have a sudden recollection, baloney. Trump tried to grab the wheel, tried to get at him, was angry that they wouldn't go to the Capitol. Angry that they wouldn't go to the Capitol. Cassie Hutchinson said that there's a dining room right off the Oval Office, the West Wing, where the president takes lunch, so he doesn't have to walk very far in the middle of his day. And the valet, they call him the valet, that's a real old-fashioned term. What it is basically the guy who takes care of Trump, serves him his food, and does all that kind of thing. Cassidy Hutchinson happened to walk by the dining room, and there's ketchup on the wall. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in the White House. I have been in the White House when Jimmy Carter was president. He invited Democratic, strong Democrats from different states to a Christmas party just after he lost the election before Ronald Reagan came in. It was a wonderful thing. It's a beautiful house. And to think of the woodwork and everything in that place with ketchup on it. And the valet, she said, how did that happen? He said, the president threw his lunch at the wall. Threw his lunch at the wall. And Cassidy Hutchinson was asked by Liz Cheney, did he ever, and there was porcelain that was broken on the floor. So she said, did he ever break dishes on other occasions? And Cassidy Hutchinson said, yes. When was it, said Liz Cheney? When Bill Barr in December told the Associated Press that there's not fraud in the election, Trump was so angry. What he did is, and he had done this before, he would yank the tablecloth quickly off the table so all the dishes and food had fallen on the floor. You know, of everything, that is, I mean, first of all, do you want this guy with his finger on the nuclear button again? Are you kidding me? Whenever he gets angry, throw stuff at the wall, ketchup on the wall, yanks off the tablecloth, shattered porcelain. The valet would simply say, or he said back in on the Bill Barr episode, and this time, quote, he's really ticked off about this. This guy is frankly not emotionally well. He's emotionally disturbed. He may be mentally ill too. This was not the first time he yanked the tablecloth off. On January 5th, the day before January 6th insurrection, Roger Stone, remember him? He had his sentence commuted. He was criminally convicted and had his sentence commuted by Trump. Was photographed with the Oath Keepers as his security detail. The Oath Keepers is this violent group that was part of the insurrection. They were his security detail. Many of them have been charged. Many of them took the fifth. Michael Flynn. Flynn was actually pardoned. They put in a video of him, deposition video. Dick of Madison's already raised this. He's already raised it. They would ask Flynn very routine questions. You know, were you at this meeting? I take the fifth. Do you think that that there should be a peaceful transfer of power in our democracy under the Constitution? He took the fifth. There was a meeting, a war room at the Willard Hotel. I don't know if you've ever been at the Willard Hotel. It's one of the most historic hotels in Washington. I've been at the Willard Hotel. It's a great place. War room was there. It had people like Stone and also some Oath Keepers. And Mark Meadows told Cassidy Hutchinson, I'm going to go there for the meeting. She said, don't go. And she argued with him. And you know what he did? He dialed in and he was there by phone. He wouldn't go. On January 6th, when phone calls came in saying, please stop the violence, Meadows told Cipollini, the White House counsel, Trump doesn't want to do anything about this. Jim Jordan called. Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan, friend of the wrestling mat, called. Meadows was in the Oval Office dining room. They were shouting, hang Mike Pence. Trump did not want to do anything about it. Cipollini, Meadows, and Hirschman all went in to talk to him. They're saying, hang Mike Pence, and Donald Trump said, maybe Pence deserves it, end quote. Maybe his vice president deserves to be murdered. There's a lot more here. You're on the line. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. You know, and I know that it was wrong.